Hi, I'm Karishma Shah and I'm the Regional Campaigns Officer for London for the RNIB. I'm partially sighted. I've actually got a condition called albinism, which makes me partially sighted from birth. I'm registered blind, but I do have quite a lot of useful vision. I'll take you back to before lockdown and how life was for me. I'm travelling to work every day. I found life was quite busy. I live in Croydon and anybody who lives in London knows how hectic and busy travelling early in the morning and in the evening is, and it's always a 1 hour commute between work and life, and then by the time the weekends come I would be really tired and I'd just crash, and all I want to do is just sleep and watch Netflix and just chill. So for me, lockdown actually came at a really good time because I think I reached that point where I was getting really tired and life was just getting too busy for me and I don't think I could handle it. So lockdown, I am really grateful for it because it forced me to just really take a step back and just stop. I'm doing a lot more things that I enjoy. I always loved cooking but never had enough time during the week to do it every day. I love reading books, so now I'm reading at least 1 hour to 2 hours every day. I'm doing the things that I really enjoy and it's just a bit less stressed. I do miss some of the social aspects of life, but I think lockdown came at a really good time for me where it was a really good time to just reflect and take a step back. I'm really lucky that I do live with my brother and sister and they're sighted and they have a car and they drive. I think it was really difficult to get shopping, especially early into the lockdown. That was extremely difficult to get online slots. We've always done online shopping, but it was literally impossible. So as a partially sighted person who barely goes into the shops, that was quite worrying for me. And I was just so grateful that my brother and sister were around to really help out with that. We're quite a family that, and I think this is generally, it might be a bit of a sight loss thing, but we don't always have the option to just go out and get things when we want. So, you know, keeping things as a backup and buying in bulk is always a nice option for us. So I've always been planful in that sense. And it was really lucky that we did have quite a lot of things at our bulk. I've always bought the long life milk just because I know how difficult it is to get out. And when the world has changed, you haven't really built those mechanisms in your head to be able to plan because you're not used to this. Another thing I did find difficult was when I did go out, I remember there was a day when I went to the train station and all the station layouts had changed and I could just about manage, but it really, really did shock me quite a lot because sometimes train stations, they would have these kind of strings or just things where they block the entrance, and having the whole layout changed and not having had the time to get used to it, I'd get to the end of a platform or a hall in a train station and realize that it's blocked off and to have to rethink and, you know, go back to a place where actually you did know and you are familiar. So for me, the scary thing was losing that familiarity and that sense of knowing what to do. I think as well, something else that really did scare me was when I did go out, people wouldn't always see enough to socially distance from me. And I was somebody who was quite scared and I did want to socially distance from people, but I wouldn't see them enough in time for me to move away from them. So having that full reliance on somebody else to be able to look after your needs by socially distancing. So I did stay at home. And if I did go out, I'd try and go really early morning or really late in the evening. I think my favorite positive is building really close friendships with the people that I've always been close to. But for some reason, during lockdown, it grew even more. So my best friend during lockdown, I don't know how this system came into place, but we just decided to call each other every week and we would speak for hours. And I think we're probably going to take that even after lockdown, that regularity. There's always an aspect of you that has to be open and friendly and not having to put on that charm all the time, every day. It's been quite a relief to just be myself and be in my own environment and just really focus on the things that I needed to at that time. Without sounding selfish, this is the only time I've ever had in my life where I have been able to do that and not being forced to be a part of a social society. I think my biggest concern is going back to a hectic life. I don't want that anymore. I want a bit more of a mixed and balanced life. But I'm also looking forward to seeing all those people that I've missed and I haven't seen for a long time. I'm looking forward to doing things with my friends. That's something I am really looking forward to, but having a bit more of a mixed, balanced life. I think for anybody with sight loss, I don't want to generalize, but I know from my experience that we do need familiarity and having those consistent things to help us navigate the world, or giving us the time to adjust, and doing that in a slow and process way. So a big part of my life and a big part of everybody's life is to be able to travel and live independently. So for me, making sure that things are inclusive, so whether it's streets or transport providers, making sure that they're accessible. And where they're not able to, things are put in place to help somebody with sight loss. So going back to the example where the layout of the train station had changed, I would like to see more people available to help. Just having the kindness of people and the heart to listen to what I need and be willing and open to help me out when I need it. Lockdown has brought a sense of loneliness and isolation. And I hope that we can use this to help us improve as a society. A lot of people's world has been turned upside down and they can't travel independently, and whether they're disabled or not. And it's had an impact on their mental well-being. But this is the reality of a lot of disabled people. So I want to use this opportunity to remind people that even if something doesn't relate to you, but going back to lockdown and knowing that when you can't do the things that you want to, how it made you feel, and use that empathy to help somebody who might need that help, who when things do go back to normal, that's the reality of their lives every day, and being a lot more kind and empathetic towards each other, using that to make us better as a society and as people who would want to live independently.
We've adjusted as much as possible to the daily challenges the pandemic has created, but some of the more visual safety measures, like social distancing and changes to the environment, are going to continue to be major barriers to independence and confidence. As lockdown eases, we've got services and resources to help rebuild any lost confidence, and we're calling on the public and businesses to maintain the space. Be patient, be helpful. To access support or information, please phone the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999.